big news. There's another new club being formed in Donegal, Peter.
Yes, that's right, Parry. Another new club we have in Donegal, Lufford Boxing Club. And it'll be under the guidance of Dennis Lafferty, who's with me here today. And Dennis is a former boxer. They're a full boxing club. Boxed over 80 times for the club. Great servant to boxing. And on behalf of the Donegal County Board and our own club in Raphoe, just like they wish Dennis every success with his new club.
Dennis, you're very welcome to Sunday Sport as well. A proud time for you. You've boxed up through the ranks for the last, since you're a young lad.
Right. This is 12, eh? Started boxing when I was 12, eh?
And suppose we'll touch on the boxing. Tell us a wee bit about your career as a boxer, and then we'll look more into the formation of the club and how it all came about.
Well, I started with Raphoe a long time ago, and had 80 contests all together. Had three Ulster senior finals I got into. I won out in Philadelphia, and I won out in Villa Park in England recently. And it was that day.
The career so far is a path that you would encourage any young person to take, because it's not just fellas anymore. There's some fantastic boxers throughout the county that are female as well.
Oh, definitely. Definitely would encourage anybody to take it up. A great sport.
You as a boxer, you fought at bantamweight and lightweight. So maintaining that weight probably throughout your career was something you had to really dig deep and give up a lot of the Mars bars, the Snickers, and the Twixes, and it's giving you that discipline. Do you feel, Dennis?
I took a bit of dedication, but it was all worth it. I enjoyed it.
And when you got into the ring then, and decided to yourself, well, suppose at 12 years of age, you were just finding out different sports, what worked for you, and boxing was something that you were passionate about.
It was the football season stopped, and we went up there for a week to do a bit of training with my mates, and they all left again, and I stayed at it. Never went back near the football again.
was the football's loss and the boxing's gain by all accounts. But you decided once you're still boxing, obviously.
Yeah.
You still have a love for it, and you're running a gym as well. And suppose the natural next step was to take on a boxing club in Lufford. It's a huge task at hand, Peter, and I'll bring you in this one. Suppose he's a young man of 28 years of age. Suppose it's fantastic to see that.
That's great to see it, and it's great to see it for his own area down there around Lufford. There's a great catchment of youth down around there, and it was always a hotbed for boxing over the years for the Raphoe Club, because we ran many shows down there in the Gateway Hotel, Clonleigh Social Centre, and in the Lufford Community Centre, and we were always well supported and got a lot of sponsorship down there over the years. Great people down in Mount Lufford, and I'm no doubt that Dennis will make a go of this, because he was a great servant to the boxing. He knows what it takes, and I think he'll have a good go whenever he gets up and running now at the start of the new season in September.
Is it it's something that, it's not only boxing here, it's a sport, it's another avenue for getting people involved in fitness. And suppose some people look at boxing and they think, you know, it's something they never think about. But just maybe I'll take you in on this one here, Dan. I suppose the fitness aspect of it is huge as well. People just don't realise how fit boxers are. And I know we touched on the dedication, but it's not just all about punching bags. There's a lot of different techniques, and you have to do a lot of running. You have to be aerobic and ensure that you're fit also, don't you?
You need your strength training, cardio, and a good diet as well. It takes a lot of dedication.
And when that dedication clicks in, suppose someone going to your club now in Lufford, wee bit nervous about maybe making that step over and having a go at it, guiding them through it, is that going to be something you're going to be passionate about?
Oh, definitely. I've always been running classes in there for the kids, the box fit classes. So what it takes, just get them in the door now and train them up for the new season.
Tell us more about the box fit for kids. How does that work, I suppose?
I was always doing it since opened now a year in there in Lifford, and I've had kids in with me now since opened, and they're always doing wee boxing classes for them. They had a bit of bag work, pads and stuff like that there, and there is a good interest for it in there, like.
And I suppose adults, you know, getting adults in the area, maybe who's listening in, who want to get back into it.
I will.
Nice and gently.
Aye. The senior training will be starting now in the next few weeks, hopefully. So I'll have the times up on the Lifford boxing page for that.
And where is your gym? What facilities have you got? And you might tell us a bit more about that.
It's on the main street, Lifford. Absolute Fitness Gym. I've got the bags in there. I've got the boxing ring and all, so the ring's ready to go.
And one important thing, you've a lot of experience yourself personally. And suppose, touching back on the point, is people that, you know, don't necessarily want to come into to a boxing boxing training, they're not too sure about it. I suppose maybe from your experience, you went and you played soccer and you came and you played boxing. Well, you changed sports initially, so there must have been something there that was different about boxing.
I enjoyed it far more. I liked football too, like, don't get me wrong, but as soon as I tried the boxing, I loved it. I still do.
It's something of a single mind, and maybe Peter, I'll bring you in on this. Up in this county here, even in the northwest, we take it as a whole. We look at Tyrone McCullough there. Just on Friday night, he won his fight with Jason Quigley. We have, you know, Cairn Frampton. I know he's in Belfast, but he's within this area as well of the north, as we call it. It's something that we like to do in this part of the world.
The boxing's a great sport. Like, you know, for a while there, we had 18 clubs in this county in Donegal. From Bundoran right down to Clonmany, there was 18 clubs across the county, you know, so it was always a big thing in Donegal here, the boxing, and there are many great boxers that come out of Donegal. As you just mentioned there, Tyrone McCullough boxed along with Ellis, and he boxed along with Ennis Shone Boxing Club, and Jason Quigley, former Fan Valley man, another great servant of the boxing, and probably, I would say, within the next year or so, Jason Quigley could be aiming for a world title. So everything's rosy for boxing in Donegal, and now with a new formation, Dennis's club, at the ads to the boxing in the county. It's always great to have a new club and great, and a former boxer behind it as well, you know, makes things a lot easier to work with, because Dennis knows what's involved with it, and hopefully everything will go good for him.
You're obviously on the show quite a lot promoting kids boxing, and obviously then we can talk about the senior boxing as well, Peter. But there's one aspect you mentioned to me off air was about the discipline. I think we touched a wee bit with it as you as well, Dennis, is about the discipline that boxing or any sport gives you in real.
Boxing, there's no substitution, I would say, for sport. It doesn't matter what the sport is, and I think it's very, very encouraging for any parent to see a young man or a young woman heading away in the evening with a sports bag to go to their club, no matter what sport it is, should it be boxing, soccer, GAA or whatever it is, instead of sitting in a bedroom pressing buttons. You know, it's great, healthy for the mind and the body. There's no substitution for that in a young person.
And looking at the passion that you bring with it, Peter, you're there to support Dennis and the club as a whole.
Well, that's my job. I'm the chairman of the board, and the whole aim is to foster and promote the sport, and I enjoy what I'm doing, and I'm a member of their full club, and I oversee the business of the other clubs in the county, and that's what it's all about. I'm passionate about the sport, and I just love to promote it.
And looking, Dennis, now your experience coming in, it's going to be huge to pass that experience on, and that's something that doesn't faze you.
No, it doesn't faze me at all. I do coach myself for my own job, personal training and stuff like that, and just putting the two of them together now.
Uh-huh.
I enjoy it.
And working with kids can be so much fun, and then you get the seniors, they can be a challenge maybe, is that a way to put it?
Well, as I say, the seniors now will be starting now on maybe 2 weeks' time.
Uh-huh.
So I've plenty of interest there, and a lot of ones text me, they sign up, so.
And get going, and suppose before we let Dennis go, maybe you might tell us again your Facebook pages and where people in the Lifford, Strabann and surrounding areas can get in contact with you.
It's at Absolute Fitness Gym, Main Street in Lifford. That's where the boxing club is on there. And there's a Facebook page up and running too as well now, Lifford Boxing Club. So all the details and times will all be on that as well.
Well, Peter does keep us up to date with all our boxing throughout the county. And Peter, I know before we let you go, is that they've been an inter-county underway this afternoon. Donegal was taking on Mayo. How did things fare out?
Well, I don't know how the end result was, Perrick, but we were down about whenever we left Jim and Letterkenny there to come up here. We were getting beat 4-3, and there were still four contests to go, so I don't know how it finished up, but it's a great day for the young boys down in Letterkenny there. They have an inter-county tournament. It was all in aid of the Donegal team to raise funds for the Donegal team. It's going out to Boston on the 27th of June. Boston Boxing Academy was with us last year, and it's our turn to go out there this year again, so that we were raising funds for that. And I'd just like to say, Parrig, that I'm very, very grateful for all the coverage from Highland Radio and all the local media and Donegal for the coverage that they give boxing, our sport, and it's great to have it.
And before I let you go, guys, the girls, Donegal girls are down boxing in Dublin this weekend.
That's right, they were down this weekend, Parrig, and we had two winners this weekend. We have still 80 box. We should have actually had three winners because Sarah Marie Duffy from the All East Boxing Club was very, very unlucky not to come through on Friday night. She missed out on a very, very close split decision, a 3-2 decision. And we had a wee girl here, a new kid in the block from Letterkenny, Maureen Bradley. She done very well. And Carly Irvine from the All East, she also won. And we have five boxers in action next weekend.
So it's still extremely busy. And you were just touching, it's kind of an all year round sport now, Dennis. It's one of those sports that, you know, you're going to have a wee bit of boxing throughout the season. There's no close season as such.
Well, there's tournaments now on throughout the whole summer, I think. Now, like, the youths and all, up about Dublin and all, so you're going to have to keep training now all year round.
There's no slagging off.
No slagging off at all. It goes the whole year round. It used to be that the boxing season finished after the schoolboys and youths on the Easter week. There was a break then, the kids went back to school, but now it just continues, and it's very, very costly to run a club now at the minute, so it takes a lot of good businesses on your area to keep you going and boxing and one thing. Or the fees that you would be getting in just wouldn't cover the boxing, the expense in travelling, or if you got to Dublin, boxer get a go to Dublin to boxing championships, the price of hotels and one thing and another for overnight stays. Now it's just not really possible to do it.
Well, look, lads, we'll keep promoting the Donegal boxers. They're doing fantastic, and we'll keep our eye open for all the new fighters coming out of the Lufford Club. And best of luck to Dennis, and thanks to Peter coming in as ever. And before you go, Peter,
I would just like to congratulate Leah Gellin from our own club in Rafaux. She was in France there for a week, in Burgess, the city of Burgess in France there for a week, with a team from St. Bridget's and Edenderry and County Offaly, and she had two contests there. And she was there for 6 days training camp, and she done very, very well. I was just talking to the man that was out with them all, Liam Braden, there, couple of hours ago, and he told me that she was a credit to the team. There were 16 females out there at that training camp, and I'd just like to congratulate Leah, and I'd like to wish her and Cody Lafferty and the rest of the girls in Donegal all the best for these female championships that's going on in Dublin at the minute.